Liam, your thoughts on today's game?
Whether it's me being a bit too harsh on them, because I know I could tell from the body language in terms of the effort we put in on Saturday, it was always going to be difficult today to come on Monday. Obviously, the midweek games are normally Tuesday, so we have an extra 24 hours, but we looked tired from the start of it till the finish, and we're just disappointed that we've come a long way in terms of being more competitive against, you know, better sides. And I think we conceded a soft goal, you know, from our throw on. Next thing you know, it's a counter attack, and it's like not learning from our mistakes. And I know there's been an individual mistake that Christian made, but you know, for me he was very good for the rest of the game, and I know what I get from him. So it's an unusual mistake from him, but I was just disappointed with the recovery runs to get back in. I know it's a hot day and it's been two tough games, but I just feel we've let ourselves down. And we knew we were going to be up against it from the very start, but I just think we could have been a lot more competitive. And I thought second half we were much better, we passed it better, it's one of them where before the game, you know, personally I knew it was going to be tough. And you know, we went out with a bit of freedom, but we played really nervous first half, and I'm not sure why. And I said to him at half time, it's a nothing lose game, because everyone probably in the ground expects us probably not to win, because it's Tranmere and the fact, you know, our lads are tired from Saturday. But so I said, go on and enjoy the occasion. You know, there's a lot of people here. There's not, you know, at times, you know, we don't have this amount of fans every week. So go and enjoy the occasion. And we sort of let ourselves down first half, and then second half we were better. But I think at 1-0, Dan Carter's got a score. You know, I think if he scores, all of a sudden it changes the game. And I think we had them on the ropes a little bit, because, you know, they were sending on three subs. You know, it was sub after sub after sub, and the manager screaming on. So at 1-0, we had them a little bit.
And the substitutions with Campbell and Dapo coming on, they really gave us some energy, which probably lacked in the first half.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I think it's, look, if both would have started, if Dad never played on Saturday, I think, you know, Tav came off Saturday and was sick. You know, he put a lot of work in. Dapo hasn't had much of a pre-season through to, obviously, his metatarsal break in the summer. And it would have been a big ask for him today to go out and run around again. He's a bit lethargic when he come on. But, you know, the game plan was to stay in the game as long as possible until we put, you know, Dapo and Tav on and really get running. And we was at that point, and at 1-0 we created that chance, which was a great chance to make it 1-1. And if that had happened, it's one of those who knows. But, you know, again, we've conceded a poor goal, you know, from a throw on. Next thing you know, it's ricocheting the box, and you know, our lads are saying he's offside. But at the end of the day, the official ain't give it, so it's a goal. So it's disappointing from our part. And I think what I said to the players beforehand was the fact, go give 100% today. Go and match them. Obviously, look, I looked at my watch. 70 minutes had gone, and you know, we were 7-0 down last season. So, and at the time we were 1-0 down, I was thinking, we're still in the game. At 1-0, you're always in the game. But yeah, it was just a few things didn't drop for us. And I thought, you know, I'm not one that talks about referees, but there was so much going on today that it will be a learning curve for our lads, because we've been blocked off, we've been pulled, we've been jumped upon, we've been hit, and the lads are too honest, you know, too honest. And it's literally, whether this is right or wrong, there's a breaking plan. I said to Cowles, next time the lad raises his arm, just go down. First time Cowles jumps up, lad raises his arm, Cowles goes down, we have a free kick, instead of being honest and staying on our feet and just accepting we've just been, you know, smashed in the face. And I think our lads need to get a bit streetwise to football. And not taking anything away from Tranmere, look, they're favourites to win our league. I would have took 2-0 if it was going on last season's performance, but you know, I think we're better than we are last season, and hopefully we can get another body through the door this week that we've been, you know, working on. And if that comes off, it'll be again another good signing for us.
And you must be looking for a bigger reaction on Saturday away at Aldershot.
Yeah, it's straight into the Lions' den again, because for me, Aldershot, you know, I know they weren't favourites to win the league, but they're my sort of pick to run whoever close. So it's going to be a tough game for us again, and we've got to go there with confidence from a little bit from today's performance. But the last, from Barrow second half to Halifax to Torquay to today, you know, we've not been too bad. We've not been too bad. Not been good enough, but not been too bad. And, you know, I said to the players then, I don't know if I'm being harsh on them, but I just felt we could have done more and should have done more. Obviously, you know, people take into the account, well, you know, we're part-time and it's difficult, sun's out and we went Torquay Saturday, but it's nothing to do with that. We didn't work hard enough, and that's sort of disappointing.
And have we got any bodies back? You expect anybody back on for Saturday?
Yeah, Simeon May is definitely back Saturday. He's trained Thursday. Didn't take him Saturday to Torquay, just felt it, you know, don't want to be too soon for him, so, and he sat out today, but he's trained and he'll be training next on Thursday, so that's great, he's back. Jermaine, hopefully, we're just counting the days down, to be honest, because, you know, he's one of the best players in this division, and with him we are something different. Without him is a big loss, and I think that's the same. You know, you went and took Ricky Miller out of Dover last season. Dover don't finish anywhere near, they, you know, they're 30 goals shy of where they finish. They end up becoming a mid-table side. Jermaine can catapult us into a side that people will fear, because he, for me, he's that good. So when he's back, Sim's back, and not to forget Flanagan, because defensively we need to be better, and I think, you know, he's the best defender at the football club, Flanagan, and we need him back.